The Shloshim of the Groysa Mashkiach, Hagun HaTzadik, Ramatasui Salomon, Zeche Tzadik, V'kudesh Levrucha, is almost here. And many people ask me to say Divrei Hesped about the Mashkiach, my Zechroinus, from over the years that I was Zeche to Anunta Shaychus with the Mashkiach. Things which should be le'ili nishmusoi and should be ma'oiras to go in his derech and to learn from his example. This is going back over 35 years ago. I was a young bucher in Gated Yeshiva. And at the time my father was very, very ill. And he was taken ifta then when I was a young bucher in Yeshiva. Ramatisui called me in one day, this was just a few weeks before my father was nifta, called me in, and he asked me, do I realize the seriousness of my father's condition? And when I said yes, so he started to speak to me, to prepare me for the days and the weeks and the months ahead. And after my father was nifta, I remember Ramatisui didn't come actually to the shiva. But the day after the shiva was over, he suddenly turned up in London. Then he sat with us all together, with my mother, Zozi Zangazin, to my brother, my sister, and myself, giving us divrei nechoma and divrei chizik for the way ahead. When it came the yontif of Shavias of Kabulas HaTorah, I asked permission from Ramatsui to go to London for yontif. So Matsyu said to me, Kabulas HaTorah, you're not going to be in yeshiva? So I said to him, my mother's by herself in London. How can I be in yeshiva? I need to be with my mother for yontif. So said Matsyu to me, Zozi kumen doa her, she should come to Gateshead. I said to Matsyu, but she doesn't know nobody in Gateshead. She's never been in her life to Gateshead. So said Matsyu, she should come to me. She can be my guest for yontif. A day or two later, the Rebbetzin phoned up my mother to invite her to come to be her guest for yontif. And my mother Taka came that first time. And straight away she felt her moedik anunta shaychus with the Rebbetzin. And because my mother came for yontif, so I was zoicha then to eat all the seeders by the mashkiach at home. And then this repeated itself the following Rosh Hashanah again. The Rebbetzin phoned my mother to come for Rosh Hashanah. And so this went on year after year for 4 years. And even after I left yeshiva after 4 years, my mother carried on coming to the mashkiach's house. And so that I was zoicha to eat by the Mashkiach every year, Kabulas HaTorah, Shavias, all the Seders on Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shira, my mother would come as well, and other times, other Shabbosas in the year, Mipam Lepam. And I was zoicha to Anunta Shaychas with the Mashkiach, then he asked me to learn with him as well, Bechavrisa. And over the years, we built up a very close connection. My sister told me when she was a Kala, she came to visit in Gateshead. And as Kalas do, she brought her engagement album with her and she went to visit the Rebbetzin. And while she was there at home visiting the Rebbetzin, Ramatasui came into the room to wish my sister Mazel Tov. And when he saw that she had brought her album with her, he sat down at the table and asked if he could also look at the pictures. And he went through the entire album, page by page, asking my sister, who is this person? Who is that person? Showing an interest, showing that he's mishtatef in her simcha. About 10 years ago, when I was in Lakewood, I went mipam lepam to visit him as well in Lakewood. I was in Lakewood and I visited him then. And he said to me, suddenly in the middle of the conversation, he says to me, have I yet said hello to his wife, to his Rebbetzin? I said, no, not yet. So he said, no, come. And with that, he got up from his place, and taking me by the hand, he walked with me together into the kitchen, and he said to his Rebbetzin, Mama, gib a kick versador, Yisrael Friedman. And it was such a simcha, so a gewaltige simcha that he had. So this was my nun to shaychus, that I was zoicha over the years to learn together with him and to eat together the Seder Shabbos and Seder Yontif. And was zoicha to be makabel over the years, many, many yesoides from him in Torah, in Avoida, and Yiras Shemayim. The Mashgiach was in the last years the most famous for being the one who was spearheading the Milchuma and the awareness of the dangers of the internet and of technology. And he said once as follows, that somebody had asked him, does he not realize that you can't fight the internet, you can't fight technology? Trying to fight the internet and trying to fight technology is equal to trying to say that you can't drive a car anymore. Just like in a car is an essential part of our world, so modern technology and the internet has become also an essential part of the world. It's here to stay. It's like a car. Are you saying we should all go back to driving horses and carts? Of course not. So why is the internet any different to a car? And said the Mashgiach as follows, that he thanked Hashem that this person's question was in itself, he had zoicha to siyata deshmaya, to give him the answer. You're right, he said. Internet technology is exactly the same as driving a car. But I ask you, would you give over the keys of your car to your son or to your daughter if they haven't had any driving lessons, if they haven't learned how to drive a car? We know when it comes to driving a car, there's so many rules and regulations. On this road, you're only allowed to go in this direction. On the other road, it's the opposite direction. You come to the end of a road, here you have to stop. Here you have to give way. On this road, you can only go this speed. On that road, it's only that speed. And if one was to give over the car keys to somebody who has had no training and hasn't learned how to drive a car properly, we know what will happen. It's only a short matter of time till, unfortunately, this person will probably have a very severe crash. Said Rav Matisyo, the same thing is that about internet and technology. We cannot merely just give over technology without proper rules and regulations in place. How, when, why, what? And only then, kilahai ve'ilai, we should be zoicha, we shouldn't be chas v'shulem nichshol, there shouldn't be some major crash on the way. And this is be'etzem a gemura in Masechta Sota. The gemura tells us in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, on the pusik kineh mitzvah v'toira oya, tells us the gemura, this is a mushal of a person who's walking along by night, and he's worried, it's pitch black, he can't see in front of his nose, and he's worried he's going to fall into a hole, he's going to cut himself on some thorns. Nizdam neloy avika shel oya. And suddenly he found a flame, a torch. Says the Gemara, now he's nitzel, he's been saved from the dangers of scratching himself, he's been saved from falling into a deep pit. He still doesn't know. Is he walking along the correct way? He's been walking in pitch black. Perhaps he missed the turning. Perhaps he's not going on the right road. Says the Gemara, Higia leprushas deruchim. When he comes to a crossroads and there's a sign pointing, this and this town is this way, a different town is another way, now he knows, is he on the correct derech? Higiel aprushas deruchim nitzel mikilam. Says the Gemara, my perushas deruchim. What does it mean? A perushas deruchim ze talmud chochem veyiras chet. A perushas deruchim is talmud chochem and somebody who has yiras chet. Somebody can act in us for us, showing the way. He's pointing out the way. This is the way we need to go. A talmud chochem is compared to a signpost, posting us the way how to go. And the Chot Kiver Rebbe in the Sefer Ginza Yisrael explains this Gemara as follows. Why isn't it just enough the Ner Mitzvah V'toira Oya? What does the Gemara mean when he comes to Prushas Deruchim, when he meets the Talmud Chochem, then he's Nitzel Mikilom, then he will be saved? Says the Rebbe, just like we understand, when somebody is ill and he is given medicine, he can't just decide himself how much medicine he's going to take, when's he going to take it. He needs to consult a top doctor who's going to advise him the amount of medicine to take, which medicine to take, how to take it. So it is, legabad, somebody who is a roife nefushos, the Talmidei Chachomim who are roife nefushos, we can't on ourselves get to where we need to come to without the help of the Prushas Deruchim, the Talmud Chochem v'Yiras Chet. We need the expert roife nefushos to show us and to guide us how to navigate the difficult deruchim that we should come to where we're supposed to be coming to. And this is what the Mashgiach Zecher Tzadik Levrucha was. He was this signpost who acted for Klal Yisroel. A signpost showing us the way. This is how we have to go. This is the derech we need to go on. And if we follow his example, then we'll be zoicha nitzel mikilom. We'll be zoicha to come to the right destination. I remember I once told over to the Mashgiach a vort which I had seen written from the Maharil Diskin. I think it's printed in the back of his Tshiva Sefer, where the Maharil Diskin is masbir the inyan of being don le kol udom le kafschis. A difficult concept. I see somebody doing an avera. For example, I see him driving his car on Shabbos. I've got a mitzvah to try and be don him le kafschis. Ask the Maharil Diskin, am I supposed to try and con myself into believing this person is a tzaddik? What is this inyan? How does it work? Why should there be a mitzvah to be done as kol udom lekafschis? Says the Maharil Diskin, because if we are surrounded by bale avera, unfortunately it makes a roshem, it makes an impression on all of us. So if you have a way how to say, I'm done this person the kafschis. Must have been an emergency. Must have been an oinus. Obviously, this person doesn't realize the choyma haveira. Perhaps he's a tinnik shenishba. Perhaps he's confused. Then it doesn't make a roshem on me. Azoyis must be the Maharil Diskin. I once said this over to the Mashgiach, and I remember how he said to me, I'm sure that the Beditsha Veruv isn't maskim with this pshat. The Bedit Shiruvot Gehalten as a mitzvah from being done as Sa'udam Lekafschis means that you need to believe in every single person. As Be'etzem, his killer toiv, Ritzoyne Shaludam is to do only Torah mitzvahs and masim toivim. Have a done as Kaludam Lekafschis, the metzim is Be'etzem toiv. Not like the Maharil Diskin, that I'm just doing it to save myself. And he said to me that in his role as a mashgiach, he said to me it's not an easy thing for him to be mekayim properly this inyan of being done as kaludam kafschis. He said to me, if I see a bucha coming late to seder or a bucha coming late to filler, and I'm going to be done him le kafschis, so then ich bin also mashgiach. V'amech kilam tzaddikim. I never have to give any mitzvah, any techucha. Everybody's tzaddikim. He said, it's a difficult thing for him how to be mekayim this mitzvah of donis kalah udam lekafschis. But the Matis Yui was zoicha. He had the siyata dishmaya to know how to be done as kalah udam lekafschis, to always find a dovah toiv in every person, and to make that person aware that he himself has gewaldige malis and gewaldige kishroines, and he just needs to bring them out. A few years ago, I bumped into a person who I was with him in Gateshead Yeshiva. Now, this bucha was a very, very, very weak bucha. I don't know if he was weak in Kishroinus, but we never saw him kimat ever in the Beis HaMedrash. Kimat, it's unbelievable, but kimat, mishabbos l'shabbos, he was not in the Beis HaMedrash. He was part of the yeshiva, but we never saw him. A few years ago, I happened to bump into him. I hadn't seen him, I hadn't met him since I left the yeshiva. And he came over to me, and he said to me, "Do you remember me, how I was in yeshiva?" I was a bit embarrassed. I said, "Yes, I do remember. Why?" I said, "I want to tell you something. I today am learning 10 blot of Gemara every single day." And there and then he pulls out to me a sefer which he's working, and he shows me a gewaldige sefer which he's working on, al Hashas. And he tells me, "I can't tell you I know every single sigi in Shas inside out, but you'll ask me something, I'll be able to tell you not mamish the blat, but I can tell you almost to the blat. You'll ask me any question, I'll know how to answer you, where it is, and which mesechta, and which perik, the beginning of the perik, the end of the perik, the middle of the perik." And he says to me, "When I was in yeshiva, the hanhola wanted to throw me out of yeshiva. And they said, it's not right to keep him on in yeshiva. This bucha is a oichel ve'ena oisa. We're paying for his upkeep, for his lodging, and for the food. And he doesn't have a single chavrisa. He doesn't learn at all." And he said it was the mashkiach who refused that the yeshiva should throw me out. And the mashkiach said, "Don't throw him out. He's not a bad influence on anybody. He's not doing anything wrong. If you throw him out, who knows what's going to become of him? If we keep him in the yeshiva, efshe yesh oy tikva." And this he told me, it was a zchis that the mashkiach didn't allow him to be thrown out. And today is a chushava, groyser Talmud Chochem. I remember one year Rosh Hashanah, the tekiyas didn't go at all. The Baal Tekeya tried and tried, just didn't go. On the way home, after Misaf was over, so the Mashkiach said to me, "As Sadua Taich from Groysa Tzadikim, if a Shoifa Gudoil Yitoka, the Koil de Mumma Daka Yishoma." That when one has a Shoifa Gudoil, it's a Shoifa Gudoil which is being blown, then even if it's only a Koil de Mumma Daka, it's only a quiet whispering sound of the shofar, Yeshoma, Sevet Gehet in Shemayim, the koilers go up to Shemayim. The shofar from Yeshiva's Beis Yosef, the Heilige Yeshiva's Beis Yosef in Gateshead, is given taka bechina from a koil, a shofar gudol yitoka. Those that were zoicha to hear the Mashkiach's davening, Yomim Neruim, Eslichas, a Maskel Ledovid, every day in Chodesh Elul, Zem Gezein, and Zem Gehet, a gewaldige Avoide, a gewaldige Avoide of Tfille, a Bechinne fin a Shoife Gudoil Yitoka. The Mashkiach would daven, Father Umid, Misif, Yomim Neruim. And I remember, even for a young person to be about tefillah, befrat v'azah groyset sibah for hundreds of people, Rosh Hashanah is not an easy task. Aber the Mashgiach came home. I remember after the Sidus Yom Tov, mit hazas simcha shel mitzvah, gesingen in eginim. Every Seder, he learned out loud one of the prukim from Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Mazbigvein azoy klu, that everybody around the table was able to understand a mitzvah halten. I remember once he spoke about this in yeshiva. He missed the last train back from London, from King's Cross Station. He missed the last train back, coming back to yeshiva. So what would somebody else have done? So, for Fallon, missed the last train, I have to come back tomorrow. But Mashgiach went outside. There's black cabs there. He sat himself in one of the black cabs and he said, please take me to Windermere to Gateshead. Travelled the whole night in the black cab, coming back to Gateshead. And he spoke about it afterwards, and he said, for him it was chushev to be back in yeshiva, to daven a shachris, and to be part of the Sidrei HaYeshiva, not to miss out the shachris in yeshiva. And therefore he felt it was kedai for him to travel in a black cab, not very comfortable, the whole way, not to miss the Seder Yeshiva. That towards the end of Zman, always, it used to be that sometimes the foreign Bukhrim would leave a day or two earlier because the planes, the connections worked out like that. So they would leave a day earlier, a Bukhra going to Eretz Yisrael, a Bukhra going to America. So it was a Bukhra who he had a Chavrisa with a foreign Bukhra. And his Chavrisa left a day earlier. So he decided as well, he's also leaving a day earlier. Now, Sof's mom, the Gantz Yeshiva, used to file past the Hanhula and to say kaltiv to the Hanhula. And Hanhula would wish them l'chaim l'shulam. Well, this Bukhra, because he left a day earlier, so we understand he wasn't there. It came the first day of Zman. Again, all the Bukhrim, hundreds of Bukhrim, would file past the Hanhula to say Shulam Aleichem. And when this Bukhra filed past the Mashgiach and said to him, Shulam Aleichem, so the Mashgiach said to him, Sedach sich mir, du hast noch nicht gesagt, l'chaim l'shulam, noch nicht gesagt, l'chaim l'shulam. Sedach sich mir, chodin noch nicht gesagt, l'chaim l'shulam. Ramatsu is able to realize this boy had vanished a day earlier. He knew exactly what was going on in every single Bukhra, with every single Bukhra. He was able to keep his finger on the pulse, to know and to hold with every single Bukhra, where's he up to. The Mashgiach was very, very makpid. One shouldn't change the ungenimene mesoira, change things and do things differently to how they were always done and always kept over the years. It happened once, this was in the Sfirateg, the two or three Bukhim did something, they changed something, which the Mashgiach was very upset about. Today, people might not understand this, but when I was in Gated Yeshiva, it was unheard of for a Bukhra to go on the street without his hat and jacket. It just didn't exist. No such thing. And one Shabbos afternoon, two, three Bukhrim went for a walk Shabbos afternoon in Gateshead without the hats and jackets, just in the shirt sleeves. And the Mashgiach gave a shmooze about this in Yeshiva. And he said, you know, now in the days of Sfira, so there are people, Nisach Svad Be'ikah, who one mentions every day, the middah of the Sfira today is Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegevira, or so and so on. Each day has its middah. So said the Mashgiach, for Bukhrim to go here without their hats and jackets on, when this is the Derech, and nobody does this, and they are being poured together, this is Azus Shabbat Azus. Azus Shabbat Azus. And this is how the Mashgiach was. On one hand, he was very warm, very, very, very makariv. On the other hand, he didn't hesitate to say in clear, certain terms what he felt was right, what had to be said, and to know how to give it over. I remember probably about 15 years ago, I was by an Asifa Sisoiris Vegan Tfila, and there were a few speakers, and the Mashgiach was the last speaker. He wasn't present when the other speakers came. He came only at the very end, and he gave his derusha. And I remember at the time being so impressed how to see how the Mashgiach, this is a person who's giving over the Mesoira, was at Mekabel Gevein, Finzan Rebbes, and Fingedoilim, Doyachadoya. The previous speaker who had spoken before the Mashgiach spoke about how could we instill a cheshik in our children, that they should have a cheshik to daven properly. And he said as follows, if we want children to daven properly with the geshmak, well, we first have to teach them perish hamilas. If a child doesn't know perish hamilas, well, what do you expect? He doesn't understand what he's saying. And everybody was listening very intently, and it made lots of sense what he had said. And then came the last drusha, and the Mashgiach came in, and he gave his dirve brucha and his drusha. And he said as follows, in this inyan of the correct chinuch, to be mechanach children in tefillah, I was not mekabel at all from my rebbes in this inyan at all. But, he said, I do know one particular maasa. And he said that Reb Elia, once when he was in Gateshead, so there was a young child who wanted to watch Reb Elia davening. So this young child pushed himself through the oilam until he was standing mamish next to Reb Elia. And by the davening, this young child was davening from his siddur, and he was shuckling like a lilith, shuckling backwards and forwards very fast. And he was davening with a great slavus and a great bren. And after davening was over, Reb Elia, who had noticed the actions of this young child, turned to the people in the room and he said, this young child, he was davening so nicely and shuckling and davening with such islavas. But probably if we were to ask him, does he understand the meaning of the words which he was davening? He probably doesn't understand anything. He can't translate them at all. So what type of meaning is such a tefillah? L'choria doesn't nishken tefillah. He can't translate a single word. So said Reb Elia, ob the emes is nisht hazoi. What is tefillah? Tefillah is that we know we have the ability to speak to Hashem and to ask Hashem to grant our needs. And the Rabbeinu Shloilem, he's a shomeya tefillas kol peh. This is the hagdora of tefillah. Now it could be, said Reb Elia, this child was asking for some new toy, some new game. And when he was davening the words of tefillah, this is what he was in his mind thinking. So although it wasn't the perish hatefillah, it wasn't perish hamilas, but it was a tefillah. He's in his mind saying, please Hashem, you're the one who can grant me my wish. And said the Mashgiach, this is what tefillah is. Tefillah is, we know that we have the ability to connect to Hashem. And this is what we need to work on first, to instill into all of the children and to all of us, that we need to understand we can connect to Hashem and the Rabbeinu Shalom is listening to us. And we find this Be'etzim is a Beferish Gemura. The Gemura says in Bruchas and Daf Memches, Omer Rav Nachman, Kuten hayodeya lemi mavarchin. A kuten who knows to who One is davening, mezamnim ulav. Says, brings the Gemara a story that Abaye and Ruva, when they were young children, they were once seated in front of Rabba. And Rabba asked them, Lemi mevarchim, who do we daven to? Omrelei. And they answered him, Lerachmuna, to the Rabbein Shalom. So Rabba asked them, and where is the Rabbein Shalom? And they pointed to the Shemayim. Said Rabba, these two children are going to grow up to be groiser, Talmid HaChomim, groiser Rabbunon. We see from this Gemura, this is what Tfilah really represents. Tfilah is our koyach to be able to connect with the Rabbein Shalom. Some years ago, I phoned up the Mashkiach, don't remember how many years ago, 10 or 15 years ago, and I wanted to suggest a shidduch. One of them I knew, the Mashkiach knows who he is. A boy who was severely disabled, but he wanted to get married. This is a boy who was paralyzed from the waist down. And I had thought of a shidduch of a girl who I knew as well, unfortunately also paralyzed from the waist down. So I phoned up the Mashkiach to speak to him about this. And the Mashkiach said to me, Ich halt nicht von dem Shidduch. I was taken aback. I thought it would work. Why not? So said the Mashkiach to me as follows. This bocher is just about managing to survive. He's just about managing to cope with his disability. He needs to marry a girl who is going to be able to walk on 2 feet. A girl who's going to walk on 2 feet. This is somebody who he needs to marry and she'll be able to help him as well. But if he marries somebody who is disabled like he is, not only is she not going to manage, he's also not going to manage. And he's going to collapse totally. And this was, to me, was a gewaltige insight of the Chochmah of the Mashkiach. How he realized it doesn't always work to put two people together and think it's just going to go. He understood how this bucha needed Dafka to marry somebody who can walk on 2 feet. I once asked him, I was trying to collect money from a yid from Yerushalayim who had been nifta and left behind a family, and the one needed to raise money for them. So I phoned up the Mashkiach and I told him that I've got many rabbunim to sign on this Sadoka appeal to help this Sabrochan and Mishpucha. And he said to me, I'm sorry, I'd love to sign, but the Askunim have asked me to limit the amount of chasimis which I give, because if I sign too many appeals, then my chasima will lose its effect. And he said to me, I don't know whether it is Azoi or Nisht Azoi, but this is what the Askunim have asked me, and I've already used up my quota this year. But he said to me, if I wait till the following year, he's more than happy to sign. So I waited till the following year, and I phoned him once again, and then he told me straight away. Of course, he remembered the conversation, and he signed, and he was so happy to be able to help. And this was the Mashkiach, went out of his way to help people, do toivas for people. And this was all a chelik of his avodas hakodesh. I was zoicha to learn with the Mashkiach b'chavrisa, the Sefer Toima Devoira. And the Mashkiach had a special affection and affiliation for this Torah, for this Sefer. And I remember when he learned with me this Sefer, he taught me then a yesod which opened my mind. And for me, this was one of the major yesodis which I was zoicha to be mekabel from him, that he made me aware to understand this yesod. The Toime Devoira in Middah Gimel, where he speaks about The Midos HaChesed of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, says the Toyma Devoira, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam, as we know, the Pusik says, the Rabbeinu Shloilam is a Oiva Al Pesha. What does this mean, Oiva Al Pesha? Says the Toyma Devoira, the Haini Shakodish Barchi Roichets Ha'ovain. The Rabbeinu Shloilam does not only forgive Klal Yisroel, the Rabbeinu Shloilam washes us clean. Kedichsiv, like the Pusik is written, Emruchas Hashem es Tzoyas Benois Tzion. When a person does an Aveira, this is not only just a Ruchnius Dikha Pagam. What he's done is, unfortunately, he has contaminated his neshama. So when the Rabbeinu Shloilam is forgiving us, he's not only forgiving us, he's also scrubbing clean our neshama. Says the Talmud Devar, v'chein ksiv, v'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoirim. So says the Toyma Devoira, and this is how a person needs to act. A person shouldn't say, why do I have to put right what somebody else has done wrong? Lo yoimakein, you shouldn't say so. Shaharei ha'udam choyte, v'kodesh baruch hi ba'atzmoi, shaloi al yedei shliach, mesaken es me'ovoisov, v'roichetz tzoyas. Avoinoi. The Rabbeinu Shloilam bechvoidei va'atzmoi is washing us all clean, and it's not beneath the dignity of the Rabbeinu Shloilam to wash us clean. So the Mashkiach explained to me, and he said as follows. You know, sometimes we are all asked, whether it's by our spouses or by other people, to lend a hand. Could you perhaps just clean up, sweep up, help, do something? And sometimes people think, oh, this is below my dignity. I should be washing the floor. I should be hoovering the carpet. I should be cleaning out the room. But tell me the Mashkiach, Sanishtazoi, if a person thinks to himself that I need to be hoilich bedarkei Hashem Yisborach, Azovi chazalzog mahi rachim af ata hayerachim. Mahi chamin af ata hayechamin. So just like the Rabbeinu Shloilam is roichet the tzoyas benois Yisruel, so when we think to ourselves, if the Rabbeinu Shloilam can be roichet the tzoya that we have made, so kal v'choyme, kol shekein, Alachas kama v'kama, it's not beneath my dignity to go bedarkei Hashem Yisborach, and I should also clean the room. I should also sweep up. So said the Mashkiach to me, so you can have somebody who is sweeping the room, and at that very minute, he is dovik in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He is being mekayim, gewaldige midda of Dveikis Bahashem Yisborach. This is the emissary Dveikis Bahashem Yisborach, when a person understands how to elevate the most mundane and menial tasks in such a way that this is a chelik of his avoidus HaKodesh, and not merely a chelik of his avoidus HaKodesh, but he becomes Dovik in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The Mashkiach was taka, such a person who was dovik in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. From the outside, he often appeared as a very happy, jovial, simcha dekayid, which is what he was. But those who knew him well knew that whatever he did, whatever he said, everything had one kavuna, to be medavik himself in the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and to be medavik aveyidin in the Rabbeinu Shloilam, that everybody should be zoicha to come to this lofty madrega, to go bederech Hashem. This is what he strived to. And therefore it's no pella when we hear gewaldige stories about the Mashkiach. I remember hearing, I don't know anymore, know from who, but just before the City Field Asifa in America, which I remember as well, how much this meant to him, he had on the wall of his study in Lakewood a photo taken from above of the entire arena, and he showed it to me, and he said, Baruch Hashem, dus hat er zoiche gewein, to achieve this moedike, ofti for Klal Yisrael. But a few days before the City Field Asifa, somebody said to him, it's an open door, open air arena. What's going to be if it's going to start raining in the middle of the Asifa? It'll be a disaster. Said the Mashkiach, leave it to me. Leave it to me. And Taka, it didn't rain, although the forecast was that it was going to rain. A few hours after the Asifa was over, so I heard, it did Taka rain. But this was his koyach, leave it to me. Our tefillah is that just like here in this world, Makan oymed meshamesh, is beiten af husam oymed meshamesh, the Mashkiach should continue to be oymed meshamesh, Klal Yisroel, Bila amuvis lanetzach, emuchalekim dimel mal kalpunim, v'noima omein.